You're listening to a message that's being brought to you by International Outreach Church, located in Wells Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
Amen. Well, I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be back here.
Amen.
Amen. It's awesome. It's wonderful. Every time I come back here, it's a blessing. And I want to say that it's a blessing. It's a blessing to me, it's a blessing to my ministry, it's a blessing to my family, it's a blessing to the country where I come from. It's a great blessing. I want to appreciate you so much. I want to appreciate Pastor Michael and your dear wife and all the ministers here for allowing me to come here every time I come to Texas. Amen. It's a blessing. Every time I call, I'm welcome to come. And it blesses me. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to thank Pastor Mixon, of course, for helping me to get me here. He's been a blessing to me. He's been a blessing to our ministry. He has preached for us in Sweden. And when I come, I sleep in his house. He feeds me. I go back home with, you know, a lot of weight on me. Yes. I've eaten all the kinds of food here. Fruits, drinks. Oh, Texas is awesome. So thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you. Amen. I bring greetings from Sweden. I work as a missionary in Sweden and pastoring a church, City Church International, right in the heart of Stockholm, the capital city of Sweden. God has given us a place to be, in a house to worship Him. It's a blessing to work in Sweden. And they greet you in Jesus' name. I also bring love and greetings for my family, my wife, and my kids. They love you so much. I talked to my wife before we came here, and she sent you her greetings. And very soon she'll come and visit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, before I begin to preach, I want to do something here small, but it's prophetic. And I want to welcome Pastor and his wife to come here and help me. Is that okay?
Okay.
Oh, good.
I hope it's okay.
Yeah. Of course. You know, I work in Sweden, and God has put Sweden upon my heart.
Yes.
We've gone through a lot, but God has blessed us.
Amen.
Great things are happening in Sweden. Great things are happening. Young people are coming to Christ. Lives are changing. God is doing miracles, and we are experiencing such a great move of God in Sweden. But Sweden as a country needs missionaries, needs people to come and help and support the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so before I came, I felt like the Spirit was leading me to connect you to Sweden and to invite you to come to our country where we live and where we minister the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I brought this flag, it represents our country, Sweden. And I want to connect West Point International Church to the nation of Sweden by handing over this flag to you and welcoming you and welcoming the church to come to Sweden.
Praise
God bless you so much.
Amen. Praise God.
God bless
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Praise God. We'll put it up.
Yes.
God bless
we'll
you.
We'll
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Come on, let's clap our hands to the Lord once again. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I just want to bless you. I want to thank you for this time. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, I recognize your presence. Appreciate you for coming. Appreciate you for being here. Speak to us. Teach us. And Father, do not let us to go out of this building the same we came.
Yes.
Bless us, O God. Move us. Lift us up and bless us. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, God has put a message upon my heart, and I came all the way from Sweden to let you know that you are special.
Absolutely.
We are special people. Hallelujah. You are special. Everyone say, I am special.
I am special.
We are special people, special family, special group of people on serious business. We are special. We've been made special by Jesus Christ. Now, when I read the book of Acts, I get a fantastic message about God using ordinary men in an extraordinary ways. These were ordinary people, and fishermen, tax collectors. But once they met Jesus, their lives changed, turned around, and lifted them up. Extraordinary people. These people were changed. They were blessed. God changed their lives. God moved them from one position to another. He moved them from where they were and lifted them up and changed their lives. And after changing their lives, they changed other lives. That's what makes us special people. We are not like others. We've been called by God, blessed by God, moved by God, lifted by God, changed by God, blessed by God. We believe in a God who makes something out of nothing. You know, God finds you as a nothing, a nobody, and God blesses you. And God is in a business, still in business of changing people, changing lives and blessing people, lifting them up from the dust and make them sit with kings. He has never stopped doing that. He's still doing it even today. Changing lives of people and blessing people, getting us from one glory to another glory. Hallelujah. That is the business that God is doing in our midst, in our lives, in our church, in the body of Christ. He's still in business of changing lives. Hallelujah. And he's calling upon all of us to get into this business. Change lives, bless lives. Hallelujah. What a business. What a glory. And the book of Acts has not ended yet. Now, when we read it, it is not a story that ended years ago. The book of Acts, it is still continuing. Even today. It is still going on. You know, the acts of God are still there. They are available. God is doing his work. The Holy Spirit is moving all over. He's doing his work. It has not ended yet. It's still continuing until Jesus Christ comes back to take his church. Give him praise and all the glory. It is fantastic. It is awesome to know that we are still involved in the book of Acts. The Spirit of God is in circulation. The power of God is still moving. God is still blessing people and changing lives. It is still going on, even today in the church. Jesus is the same yesterday and forever. His works are the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did yesterday, he can do today. He can do tomorrow. Give him praise. Hallelujah. He can do forever. He has not ended healing people and changing people and blessing people. And he has not taken away his spirit. His spirit is still here with us. Give him praise and all the glory. And that is what makes people like me great. People like you great. We were nothing. Some of us don't even know our background. We don't know where we are coming from. But we are blessed anyway. And nothing can change that. God has blessed us. You know, what changes our lives is the Spirit of God. What makes you special is the Spirit that you have. The Spirit we have, the world doesn't have. Amen. Oh, glory to God. We are living on the earth, living in this world, but we are not of this world. We are different people, special people, because we have a Spirit that the world does not have. We share the same spirit with Jesus Christ. He lives in us, works in us, walking in us, doing miracles, fantastic things within us. We are the carriers of the anointing of God. We are the carriers of the Spirit of God. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Come on, give him praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. You know, that excites me to know that where I'm coming from doesn't matter. My background does not matter. My education does not matter. My name does not matter. But what matters is the Spirit of God that is within me. Because you can take my name away. You can take my identity. You can do anything with me. But you will never do anything with my Spirit that God has given me. Give Him praise. That makes you special. Because nobody can take away the Spirit of God out of you. Hallelujah. Unless you decide to drop it and leave it and go. But nobody will ever touch it. It has been given to you. And that makes you a special man. It makes you a special woman. And God does not look at who you are. He looks at what you can become. You know, when He met Peter, He didn't look at who he was. He looked at what Peter can become. Oh my goodness. Now when God met Paul, you remember Paul's story? He didn't look at who he was. He looked at who he can become. Listen to me. God does not look at where you are and what you are and what you are doing. God looks at what you can become. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. He doesn't look at your background, what you're doing now, and what you're involved in. He says, come to me, and I will change your life, and I will take you to your destiny, take you to your future. Hallelujah. He changes us. He doesn't look at us and what we are doing, but what we can become. And every one of us can become great by the Spirit of God. Zechariah 4:6, it says, then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. By His Spirit. This is not for people with degrees and power and authority only. It's for everyone that believes that they can receive the Spirit of God by faith. Those people that call upon the name of the Lord and say, I give you my life, seriously, I want to walk with you. I want to begin a new walk with you, a new life with you. It is not by power, not by mighty, but by the Spirit of God. And the world today is struggling to fix a lot of things. Lot of things. Europe is struggling, America is struggling, every continent, every country, every town, every system. People are struggling to fix things. It is not by power, not by mighty, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah! It is by the Spirit. And when you get the Spirit of God, you become impossible. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It is not by power. It is not by your wisdom and your understanding. It is not your name that does things. It is not your knowledge that does things. You don't move anything. You don't change anything. But the Spirit of God that dwells within you changes things. Blesses people. Woo, hallelujah. You cannot bless anyone because you have nothing to give without the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It is not by mighty, not by power, but by the Spirit. Only the Spirit of God makes us special people, might people, great people in the Lord. Only the Spirit of God makes us great, makes us special. This is a special thing. You know, the church has to realize the ministry of the Spirit. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. I mean, this is fantastic. This changes people, changes you. Woo, hallelujah. It changes your life. I mean, you've tried everything. Try the Spirit of God. Allow Him to work in you. You've listened to the news. You've listened to many advice. You've read a lot of books and you've done counseling and everything, and nothing is changing. Allow the Spirit of God to take place in your life. Things are going to begin changing. That's how things change. That's what happened with those ordinary people. Became extraordinary people by the Spirit. Hallelujah. By the move of the Spirit. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost. When He touches your life, you will never remain the same. Amen. You will never remain the same. One of the things that I desire in life is to walk in the Spirit of the living God. Because when I walk in the Spirit, nothing will be impossible. Hallelujah. Give Him praise. The world today is depending on man's wisdom, but not us. We are not going to depend on man's wisdom. Because, you know, we have failed many times. We have failed many times. But this only time we are going to overcome the world. Not by power, not by mighty, not by man's wisdom, but by the Spirit of the Lord, we shall overcome. In the book of John, the book of John 14, verses 6, let's open there. John 14. Verses 16, sorry. John 14, verses 16. It says, "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever." Now, verses 17. "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be with you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." That is Jesus speaking to His disciples. Now, the Spirit of God brings truth in life. Only the Spirit of God brings truth in life. Now, like I said, the world is trying to fix things. We're experiencing, the whole world is experiencing the global financial crisis. And people are sitting together. People are writing books. People are doing all sorts of things. Everything to fix this problem. But listen. The answer is in the Word of God.
Yes, amen.
The answer is in the Spirit of God. And the church. Listen. The church has to know.
Yes.
That we have the truth.
Yep.
We are walking in the truth. And we are set free by this truth. The truth is, we are not involved in this crisis.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. This is the truth. We are not involved in this crisis. Why? Because we know the truth. We fixed everything already by obeying the Spirit. We've been investing in the kingdom. We've invested lives. We've invested money and time in the kingdom. We are not poor. We are not poor. Now, we are not in this crisis because we knew the truth, and the truth has set us free.
Amen.
We are walking in the truth.
Yes.
We listen to the Spirit of God. We know what to do, and we are not involved. We shouldn't even be concerned. Let us continue investing in the kingdom of God. Let us continue listening to the Holy Spirit. Let us continue obeying what the Father is telling us through the Spirit that He has given us. We will never be poor. We are not involved in this crisis because we were set free by the truth
given to us by the Spirit of God. Now the Bible has called him the Spirit of Truth. You know, the world needs to know this. The truth is in the Spirit of God. Amen. It is not by power, not by planning. It is by the Spirit. That makes us special people. That makes us a special body of Christ, special church, because we know the truth. It has been revealed to us by the Spirit. You know, some of these things we know. For example, there are things that the Lord has revealed to us in Sweden. We are praying for them. Before the government knows, before the system realizes there is trouble, there is a problem, the Spirit has already revealed things to us. We are praying because we walk in the Spirit. We know the truth. We know things about it before they know. Amen. And so we are walking in the Spirit, dealing with things in the Spirit, fixing things already because we are walking in the Spirit. We know. Amen. We are special people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands and praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. So, we are the children of God. And we have been saved out of this crisis by the truth that has been revealed to us by the Spirit of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We are not part of this global financial crisis. We are not part of it. We are not part of it. Because it's bothering everybody. We are not part of it. This is what I said to the Lord. I said, Lord, we have invested in your kingdom. And so this is the time for the kingdom to supply our needs. To supply our needs. And this is what we have believed as a church in Stockholm. That no one of us will lose our jobs. We are not part of it. We are going to prosper even when the crisis is there. And so that people can see how special the children of God are. And you know, how do we change others when they see what's going on with us? How do we change our world when people see how we walk? When people see the blessings in our lives? Before we speak to them, they should see what God has done in us and with us. Hallelujah. And their lives will change. Let us open our Bibles in Acts 1:4. And let us see what happened to these men. Hallelujah. Acts 1:4. The Bible says, and having met with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait the promise of the Father, which you heard from me. Verses 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Now, Jesus told them not to go anywhere without the Spirit. He tells them, wait. You know, because he knew that these men will not be able to overcome the world before they receive the power of the Holy Ghost, before it comes upon them. He says, do not go anywhere. He says, wait for the Holy Spirit. Because he knew that, you know, Jesus walked with them. He was with them. He made them special. They were special already because he walked with them. You know, Jesus fed 5,000 people. That was special. Who has done that before? Nobody. That is special. It's a special miracle. Special miracle. 5,000 people. Who has done that? Nobody. Think about it. That was special. This was a special man. And so these ordinary people walked with a special man. Yes. And that made them special. Now he's going back. But they had to continue being special. So he had to send the Spirit that was upon him for them to continue being special people so they can change others. Oh, think about that. And so Jesus says, do not go anywhere before the Spirit comes upon you, because he knew they would not be able to continue. He knew they were powerless because he was going. But he says, wait until this Spirit comes upon you. He did not allow them to go anywhere. Listen, believer, do not do anything until you know that the Spirit of God is with you. You'll be successful. Until you know the Spirit of God is moving with you, you will be a special person. Whatever you do will prosper because the Spirit is with you. And he calls him the counselor. You must have this counsel. He calls him the helper. You must have this helper. He calls him the comforter. You must be comforted by the Spirit of God. Listen, people go through a lot. And without the Spirit, we are dead. But with the Spirit of God, we can go through every situation and we shall be overcomers in life. Hallelujah! We will be overcomers in life by the Spirit. We need to be comforted. He calls him the teacher. We need to be taught. We need to be guided. We need to be taught, and we need to see the way. We need to know the truth about life. We need to know what's going on around us. We need to know what God is telling us to do and where God wants us to do. And people, friends, we cannot know anything but through the Spirit of God. And so the message today is, let us recognize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. What the Spirit of God can do in our lives. Now when we read Acts chapter 2 verses 1, the Holy Spirit, he promised them, comes upon them. When you read chapter 2 of Acts, the Spirit comes upon them. In the upper room, he told them to wait. And so they went to wait upon him. And so the Spirit of God comes upon them. Like I said, Jesus made them special. They had to stay special people. They had to stay great people. They had to learn. They had to be laid. They had to be comforted. They had to be laid by the Spirit of God. They had to be refilled. They had to be strengthened by the Spirit of God. And Jesus knew about it. And he says, wait for him until he comes. Do not go anywhere without him. And I remember reading about Moses. Moses, after talking to God, and God said to Moses, I have blessed you. You have found favor before me. And Moses says to him, oh, hold it there. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. How do you know about God in our days? Through the Spirit of God. And Moses knew that before I know the principles and what God wants me to do, I will never be successful. And Moses says to God, I'm not going anywhere if you don't go with me. He discovered the secret. Yes, yes. In our days, we must discover the secret that if we do not move in the Spirit, nothing will happen. Amen. If we do not allow the ministry of the Holy Spirit to take place in our lives, a lot of things will be hard for us. Hey, we've been given an opportunity. We've been given a chance that nobody has. Praise God. The Bible tells us that this Spirit, the world doesn't know. We other people know. Oh my goodness. The world, the whole world doesn't know. Doesn't have it. But me, I have it. I'm a small man, but I have it within me. The Lion of Judah is within me. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Woo! That excites me. That excites me. You know, that makes me great. That makes me tall. That makes me huge. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. I got it. I have it. It's within me. It's within me. I walk with it. You know, we are wise people because we know the truth. Think about it. We are the wisest people because there, no one knows. Did you know that even some leaders don't know the truth? They don't have the answer. And that's why they fix things and break down. They fix this, breaks down. But the church is prospering. Everywhere you go, the church is prospering. You know, look at Will's point. The church is prospering. Woo, hallelujah. Let me tell you, the world is about to come to us. These are the days. These are the days. This is our time to shine. This is our day to rise up because we know that truth. Come on, come out of where you have been. Let us shine together in the Spirit of God. Rise up and know that God has made you special. Hallelujah. Rise up and know that God has given you the power of the Holy Ghost. It is within you. It is within you. Realize the greatness that our God has put in your spirit. It is great. It is great. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking, you need to come to Sweden. Sweden is not a very easy country for an African boy like me. It's not easy. I don't speak the language. I'm still struggling with it. You know, growing up in Africa, Sweden is not easy for me. But what makes me go there and prosper and grow big in Sweden? It is the Spirit.
Yes.
It is the Spirit of God that is within us, doing things within us, performing miracles through us, changing lives through us. Hallelujah. It is the power that the world has not received. We are the only people that have received this power. Only us. Woo. We are to celebrate what we have. It is within us. We need to know it, to realize it, and then put it to use. And so people can see what we have. It will change lives. It will change lives. Now stop complaining like they do complain.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to your office and they talk about things, you know, give them an answer. Do not sit there and complain with them. Right. No, we are not there to complain. We are there to tell the good news. When people are down, we must raise them up because we got the strength within us. Amen. Hallelujah. Give him praise. And it's amazing that we sit with them and listen and contribute, yet we know the truth. Yet we know that we have to be different people. We must carry the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must be different. We have a different message. CNN has a message. I'm sorry to talk about CNN. It has a message. BBC has a message. The local newspapers have a message. They carry their message. We also have a message. Hey, we also have a message. Thank God for the television, program that is aired from this church. Thank God. We must have these more. We must invest even our money, our finances, our lives into publicizing the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. The church should have a local newspaper. Let us carry a message that is different from what other people are carrying.
Hallelujah.
We are the carriers of the message of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That changes lives. You listen, the Lion of Judah sits within us. Within us. The greatness of our Lord is within us. The peace of God is within us. The favor of God, the freedom of God is within us. We are the people to say something. We are the people to rise up. We are the people of this generation. We are the people to give an answer. When people are so down and crying and complaining, we the people to raise up and say, hallelujah, there is another message. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is still here. He has not gone. It was given to us. We can make it. We can make it.
Hallelujah.
We can go. We can do it. We can see it. We can touch it. We can move it. Hallelujah. In the Spirit of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So when Jesus was going, he said, I'll send you another helper. I'm not leaving you as orphans. He sent the Holy Spirit so they can continue being special people and great people. Now listen to this question. What do you have to do? What do we have to do? Number one, recognize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let us know the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It will help us. Let the Spirit of God minister to us. Instead of waking up in the morning and opening a newspaper to know what's going on, that's good. I read newspapers. But I don't read them to communicate to me or to help me.
Yeah.
I read them to know what's going on so I can provide a solution.
Yeah.
Because this solution has been given to me. I have it already.
Yes.
So I read the newspapers to know how to help people. But I don't read the newspapers to know what happened and what crisis we are in and all these problems have come to us and what we're going to do. Let me read these newspapers so I can have a story also to share in the office. No, I read them to get a solution because I know they are full of problems. Full of problems. People killing each other. Companies closing down. These are problems. And I read them to have a solution. Say a solution. Because we have it. We got it. So we need to allow the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We need to wake up in the morning instead of opening these newspapers, but sit down and say, Holy Spirit, what do you have to say today? What do you have for me? Where can I go? You know, I ask the Holy Spirit everything, everything. Sometimes I ask him where to go and shop. He needs to tell me where the good deal is. I call him my best friend. I work with him. And I say to him, I want to build a relationship with you. Because I know my life will be better when I'm in connection with you. So I call him my friend. I ask him anything. Anything. Sometimes I ask him, Holy Spirit, how is my family back home? Anything. He's my friend. Now, when you make him your friend, he will help you as a friend.
Yes.
You know, the difference is, when I find you on the street and ask you for direction, you might talk to me as you walk. You might talk to me as you talk on your cell phone. You can do anything because you don't know me, I don't know you. But if I find Pastor Michael, say, hey, Pastor Mike, I'm lost. He's going to shut down his cell phone. He's going to stand. He's going to greet me. He's going to give me a hug and say, what's the problem? No, I can give you a lift. We have a relationship.
Yes.
He knows me. I can sit in his car. Now, the Holy Spirit is a person. He needs your attention. He needs your relationship. It's a two-way traffic. He needs your love.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. He's with us.
Yes.
Let us recognize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Number two, give him time to speak to you. People don't give him time. That's why he's far away from us sometimes. Give him time. Give time to the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Wake up in the morning. Give him time before you go out of the house. Let him bless you. Let him minister to you. Give him time. Speak to him. Ask him. Sit down sometimes. You know, we run a lot. We run up and down. We are very, very busy. And we expect him to move with us. Lest he does not impose himself on us. Sometimes he waits for us to come down. So he can minister to us. Speak to us. Deal with us. The Spirit of God has to deal with you first. Sit down, wait upon him, speak to him, build a relationship with him and say, speak to me. Come down. Don't be so busy to speak to him.
Yeah.
He wants you to come down and have a conversation. He's so loving. He's so good. So gentle. So good. Hallelujah. Woo. And when you get to know him, it's so wonderful. It's so good. Number three, develop a relationship with him. He needs a relationship. Develop it with him. Number four, listen. Listen to him. Listen to him. He's so gentle. He needs you to open up. He needs you to calm down. So you can receive from him. He wants to speak to you.
Yes.
Listen to him. Before you listen to the radio, listen to your friends. Before you give calls to everyone, can you advise me? Can you help me? Sit down and listen to him. Say, I'm listening. Speak to me.
Yes.
He's the best friend.
Yes.
I've had friends that have given me wrong advice. You too, you have had them before. Because that's how people are. But the Spirit of God is your friend. The Spirit of God will give you the right thing to do. When you listen to him, he will speak to you. You need to be touched by the Spirit of God. You need to be moved by him. He needs to speak to you and show you the way. He will be correct. He will be direct. He will take you to the place where you belong. To the place where you belong. You know, one time I was driving in Rwanda, Kigali, and so I got lost. And so I parked somewhere and I met a teenager and asked him for direction. He gave me a wrong direction and he was having fun, fooling me. And so he said, oh, you're looking for that church? Oh, it's known, I know it. It is over there. And so I went and drove very far away. I realized that wasn't the direction. I came back. I phoned him and he was laughing at me. This young boy was laughing at me. But the Holy Spirit will never give you wrong directions. He will give you the right direction because he wants you to get there. He knows you. He knows your name. He knows your life. He will give you a right direction. He will tell you what you need to do. He will tell you where you're going. Stop getting lost. Stop getting lost. You have a director. You have a teacher. He will lead you. He will take you. Ask him. Listen to him. Develop a relationship with the Spirit of God. Ooh, hallelujah. What a message. What a message. Number five. Follow instructions. People don't want to follow instructions. They don't want to follow instructions. And some of us are made like that. We had to follow instructions. They tell you, go here, you go this way. Do this, you do the other. People don't want to follow instructions. One time, we had a great preacher coming to Uganda, and I was made one of the ushers. And so, I was so amazed that telling someone, sit there, and he says, why? I'm an usher, I have a badge. I've given you an instruction. Listen to the instructions. We have a lot of people here. Why should I sit there? I want there. You're not going to sit there. Someone else is going to sit there. Can't you sit here? People hate that. They don't want that. With the Holy Spirit, you have to listen to the instructions and follow them.
Yes,
you either do it or you leave it.
Right.
He's gentle, but he knows what he's doing. He hates confusion. And people love confusion. People love to do what they want. People love to come back home at the time they want. People want to drive and go where they want. People want to say whatever they want to say. You must follow the instructions. You do it or you leave it. He has done his part. Do your part. He has told you what to do. Do it. Be a doer of the word. Don't be a listener. And you know why sometimes we are not blessed? Because we come to church, the Spirit of God speaks to us, but we leave everything in the pew. We leave them there and we expect Him to bless us. Do your part. He will do His part. Listen and follow the instructions and He will bless you. Come on, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah. And people want God to bless them as they go out and as they come in the country and in the city. Hallelujah. That will happen to you when you listen to the instructions of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, this is the Word of God. And we can be what the Word of God says we can be. We can do what the Word says we can do. We can go to where the Word of God says we can go. But until we listen to the Holy Spirit, this book will never be a reality in your life. This book will never be a reality in your finances, in your marriage, in your life, until you pay attention and follow the instructions. James says, be the doer of the word and not a hearer only. Don't be a hearer and leave it there. Do the word of God.
Yeah.
Do your part and God will do his part.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that seek his kingdom and his righteousness first and all these things shall be added to you. Now how do you expect them to be added to you before you seek the kingdom, before you seek the righteousness of God? The word of God says A and it's an A. Do it. And he will do B. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to the name of the Lord. This book is interpreted by the Spirit of God. And every instruction he gives you is right here. Right here. And when you do it, you know, we are not born to chase things. Chase wealth. Chase fame. Run after fame and run after things. We are peculiar people. We are special people. We are the children of the kingdom. We are princesses and princesses. You know, we are special people. We don't run after things. We don't go after things. These things have to follow us. They come chasing us. Hallelujah. They come chasing us. And when you do your part, you got to move in the spirit. Do things in the spirit and everything will become yours. What belongs to you belongs to you. Whether you chase it or you leave it, it will come. You know, let me give you a testimony. I was coming here and I was living home. We didn't have any money. The money we had, we paid the ticket with my wife. I remember standing with her in our living room and I said, God will provide. And so when I left, I came with nothing. And so when I went to, when I came here through the immigration, so this guy who was stamping in my passport said, hey, sir, where are you coming from? I said, I'm coming from Stockholm. What are you going to do? I'm here to preach. And he says, okay, you're a preacher. I said, yes. Do you have any money with you? And I said, no, I don't have any money with me because I didn't have any money with me. He said, what do you have? I said, the Bible. And he laughed. Stamped my passport. I say, you are funny. I say, okay, bye-bye. So I went. That's what I heard. I didn't have any money with me, but I have the word of God. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. He shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I came out and I met a man of God who picked me from the airport. You know what he said to me? As soon as he saw me, he said, God has spoken to me. Whew. God has spoken to me. I love that. God has spoken to me. You know, that's special message. God has spoken to me to give you $1,500. Oh, as soon as I come out of the, I haven't preached, I haven't done anything. I'm getting blessed because I'm moving in the spirit.
Yeah, come on.
I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Woo! Ha! Hallelujah! Walking in the Spirit, I'm getting blessed. And so I come from the airport. I've been here 2 days. I have new suits. I have new shoes. I have ties. I haven't shopped anything. I haven't used my money that was given to me. But God is just providing things. Walking in the Spirit pays. Ladies and gentlemen, it pays. Don't hear to all the sounds and the voices are coming. Listen to what the Spirit says. Go, you go. Go to the north. Go to the north and don't go to the south. Listen and follow the instructions. Listen to what he says. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you will never know the word of God until you listen to the Holy Spirit to interpret the word of God to you. Therefore, without the Spirit of God, you never have faith. Your faith is dead. But when you have the Spirit within you, he interprets the message from the throne, and your faith comes alive. Things will be well with you. It is well with our soul. It is well with us. It is not like what the newspapers say and the local television say, but we are following the message in this Bible, in this book, which is interpreted by the power of the Holy Ghost that lies within us. Give him praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. The Spirit of God is what we need. We need to be touched. We need to be moved. And these people were in the upper room and received it. Came upon them. And when it came upon them, they became special. That everyone that had come to that town paid attention. This is the time, this is the moment for America to know that there are men and women that are moving ahead even in this crisis. They are moving ahead. They are men and women of faith. They are not moved by what they see. They are moved by what God says. They are moving on. They are doing it. They are making it. Hallelujah. Give him praise and all the glory. America needs to know that it's not by power, it's not by mighty, by the Spirit of God, things can change. It is not by man's wisdom. It is by the Spirit of God. And they need to know this is the time for them to understand that there is a man, there is a woman that is doing it. Even in the midst of the crisis, we are the people to make it happen. We are going to happen. We're going to be seen. Not for our fame, but for the glory of God. Hallelujah. I was telling my church, it was a close, I was telling my church that, you know, I'm going to be seen everywhere. Not because I want people to see me, not because I'm chasing and running after fame, but listen to me, I have a message. You got a message given to you by the Holy Spirit. And so, Peter, who was fishing, he's now giving a message. Now helping people. He went to the beautiful gate and said, "Stephen, God, I don't have, but what I have, I give you." We don't know what they are talking about. We don't even know. But there is something we know that can help lives and change situations. We know and we know and we know that it has been given to us. And we are going to move with it. Amen. You got it. Begin to move with it. Take it out. It's within you. Begin to move. Listen, when they received in the upper room, they began to move. They went out. Let's go out. Let's tell the good news. Let's change lives. Let's get into action. Rise up. Get into action. Hallelujah. Raise up your hands, everybody. Begin to pray in tongues. Begin to speak to him. Hallelujah. Oh, Rika Baba, Shiri Araba Baba. Oh, Ramama Mama, Shiri Araba Baba. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.